Hey there, you walked in during one of my tests. I'm working on a new magic spell. Kind of cool things, right? You wanna watch or... Oh, careful! coincidence. But a good one at that, so, you wanna... I spelled it on you. Excuse me. This potion, I was researching it for someone else, and, it's totally not mine, but now it's on you, so I'm gonna have to ask you to stay calm and listen to me. Your manhood. Well, you see, I've got some bad news, and some good news. What I just spilled on you is something of an aphrodisiac, but that's not the only thing it is. It'll make you feel it in a different kind of way. Electrical? You could say that it's gonna zap you where it feels the nicest, for a while. And you probably are already feeling it, judging by how your legs are shaking. Oh god, I gotta take responsibility, don't I? Come with me. This is the only way. Do you trust me? I hope you do. Just relax, okay? I'll take care of everything. I have to extract it. And saliva's the only way sometimes, so, you know, you gotta work with what you got, you know? Come on, Spark Boy. Spread those legs for me. Oh, difficult here. I got you. I wouldn't feel like it's fair if you didn't get a meal out of it, too. So, excuse me, I'll be extracting the potion from you. With the tongue bass. And might I just say, you have got a mighty cute ass on you. I'm not being a pervert or anything, it's just a part of the work, you know? A mage's work is never finished, and but if you suck my cock like that, it might be quicker than... Hey, I'm working here. It's hard to work like this, you know? There, a little bit less. No, it's getting worse, isn't it? Was this the one that gets removed by saliva or worse by saliva? What do you mean you need more? You can't be serious right now. Deep throating my cock like that? You're crazy. Well, to complete that game, this is just professionalism, so don't worry about it. We're doing fine, so keep it up and don't stop. Oh, God. It's getting worse. I'm sorry about that, spark plug. Come on, I'll help you. What you said, I know you're not thinking properly right now, but neither am I. Some of it got all over me too. You're... Oh god, you're so tight. Oh god. Having such a beautiful boy on top of me. I can't take it for much longer. I'm holding out, holding by a thread. You're so good at this. Can't I got stronger. Especially not when you're squeezing down on me like that. Careful, or I'll come inside. Don't say that. I can't help it. The potion's making me too horny too. I can't help it. I'm so sorry. As long as you're here with me, then I'm sure we'll find something to do that involves copious amounts of sex and probably a lot of going too far. But I don't mind that. I don't mind that if you don't. Oh, fuck. I mean, there's worse things that could happen, right? The sperm didn't make it worse, did it? I hope not. Well, it doesn't matter as long as you're satisfied. We're both not in our right minds. The electricity feels too good, doesn't it? Still not feeling good. I just don't want you dragged into something if you don't want to be here, you know? But if you do, I can think of many other experiments I'd like to try with you together. I want to try lots of crazy experiments until both of us can barely walk. Sounds fun, don't it? I might be just a little dependent on this. Not for any other reason than I've never felt that good before. And I love it. And as long as you love it, I don't see why there's a problem, you know? As long as you can enjoy it together. And that's what alchemy and magic is all about, right? As long as you can look at me with those eyes, I think anything would be fine. You're pretty sparky, spark plug. The way you twitch is so sexy. And the way you look at me is even sexier, right? Kiss me more, please. I'll try and be someone who can make your heart flutter like this. I want to make you happy and so fucking turned on for me. Because I'd be a liar if I wasn't at least a little bit of a perv.